We are going to be looking at a teaching titled, Who is God? Who is God? And we're going to be drawing our strength from the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 5. And the Bible declares, This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Who is God? Is the question that every human being that seeks salvation should always ask themselves. Who is God? Christian doctrine describes God as the Trinity. God in three divine persons as one. This is God, Creator. This is God of yesterday. This is God today. This is God of tomorrow. This is what we call the Holy Trinity, comprising of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, listen to something interesting. The identity of God is complex. Hallelujah. It is important for man to understand that we cannot put God in a box to understand him at all. That is impossible. Let's be realistic. That is why when you walk into a room full of people and you pose the question to this group of people and ask and say, Who is God? The reality is that you get different types of answers based on their religious beliefs. Follow me. If you speak to a man who reads and respects the Bible, he will answer you. God is the guy upstairs who created everything. Now, the truth is, such an answer will not satisfy a believer or a non-believer. It will not satisfy a person fresh in Christianity. It will not satisfy a Christian babe. Like I said earlier, God's identity is complex. It's a complete complex. Allow me to propound this a little deeper. Who is God? Firstly, we need to understand that God is a spiritual being who is number one, transcendent. Number two, he is immanent. Number three, he is the author, transcendent, immanent author. Transcendent simply means above the range of normal, above the range of physical human experience. Not even the 10 theories of Aristotle could prove what was on the highest. My God. Because simply meaning that transcendent is supernatural. When we go to the second word, which is immanent, it is talking about the existing or operating within. Everywhere, existing or operating within everywhere. something inherent. Something found everywhere that is who God is. Then when we go to the third, which is the author, simply meaning God is an originator of a plan, a creator, or a founder, or a maker, or an inventor, an architect. An inventor, an architect, or a father. In short, God is an external existence who created and preserves all things, whose dwelling place is heaven, in the Holy of Holies. That is why you and I, today, through Christ Jesus, are heavenly citizens, according to Philippians 3, verse 20. God has 10 attributes. When somebody asks you a question and says, who is God? Tell them, I'm going to give you 10 attributes of God. That is, number one, God is a spirit. John 4, verse 24. Number two, God is infinite. Simply meaning he is everlasting. Number three, God is eternal. Infinite and eternal, two different words. Number four, God is unchangeable. He is an immutable God. Number five, God is wisdom. Number six, God is power. He's the dunamis. He's the exousia. Number seven, God is holiness. Number eight, God is justice. Number nine, God is goodness. And number 10, God is the truth. I close this in the second part of who is God. May the God of heaven give you understanding of what has been taught today in the name of Jesus. This is Prophet Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe. Shalom.